everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call in this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Pau, and she has a website, romanianconservative.blogspot.com. She writes for Canada Free Press. She's written a book entitled Echoes of Communism, available on, The mind is the first thing to go, Dr. Pau. I think most of mine is gone already. Maybe that's a good thing. I don't even like what I know anymore. I'd rather not know it. I'd rather just be, you know, I don't know. I'd rather be just on a boat, a sailboat somewhere, just sailing along with not a care in the world, right? Unfortunately, that's not reality. Here we are. We are living in reality, and our reality is hundreds of billions of dollars spent on illegal aliens. You came to this country legally. And nobody in this country has a problem with legal immigration, Dr. Powell. They never did. They never will. That's never been the problem. The problem has been illegal immigration and the absolute refusal of our government to do anything about it. And, of course, that's actually how I stumbled upon UN Agenda 21. My fight had been for the last several years fighting against illegal immigration in this country, unbeknownst to me that it was part of this larger agenda, and that was why our government failed to secure our borders or enforce our immigration laws, that it was all part of this United Nations Agenda 21 hustle that is being perpetrated all around the globe. But, you know, it just makes me irate when I think about having to press 3 now for Arabic. And, Your traffic controllers and your airline pilots all need to speak English, because that's the common language around the world that's spoken for them to be able to navigate the globe, right?
Yeah.
So doesn't it make sense that you speak English, since that's the common language, so that people can function most effectively, efficiently in this world? It would make sense to me. But obviously, to me, everything falls back to this larger UN Agenda 21. Dr. Powell, there isn't a thing that I see occurring that I can't somehow tie into this and see how they're doing it as part of this game plan, this larger agenda. Now, maybe I'm just paranoid and nuts, and maybe I see, you know, things where things aren't there or something, but I really believe that.
I don't think so. You're correct.
I believe every single thing, every problem that we see is all tied into this. It's just absolute nonsense. It doesn't matter what it is, it's part of this larger agenda. And I just, you know, I hope, Dr. Pau, truly I do, I hope the American people wake up soon. I really do.
I hope so. I hope they do. But I see the people around me. I live in D.C., and they're certainly not awake at all, judging by the bumper stickers on cars for 2012. But as you see, everything, in my opinion, is interconnected. They're trying to create this one world government, which is obviously formed of a borderless Canada-American-Mexican union, along with the European Union, the Asian Union, and African Union. And they're succeeding. Everybody says that United Nations is this bumbling organization and we should throw them out of New York. But they're actually very successful in what they're doing in coordinating these efforts very stealthily. They've been at it with Agenda 21 since 1992 after the Rio de Janeiro conference, and it's all tied in, including, of course, the Codex Alimentarius, which is the food code. They're now trying to control all the substances, over-the-counter substances that we've ever used, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But I wanted to go back to the gentleman's comment about education, this Maryland indoctrination. Here we are. We perform so dismally, not just in Maryland, but all over the country, and I'm sure other states will follow. Yes.
Hang on a second, because we're going to be going to break in a few seconds here. And so I want you to not get interrupted again. And we'll take up that topic of education and the Codex Alimentarius, because that's our food. Without food, man, we're in trouble. We're in deep trouble. So hang on, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion, and we will be back in 1 minute.
IXL anti-friction metal conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Pau. Her website, romanianconservative.blogspot.com. Please go there and read what she has to say. She also writes for Canada Free Press, and she has written a book entitled Echoes of Communism, which is available on Amazon, so you can purchase her book. And, Dr. Powell, when we went to break, you were talking about you wanted to comment more on the educational system, and then you also brought up Codex Alimentarius, which is food. So
right. I wanted to kind of finish the explanation to the gentleman who called with the statistics about our dismal education. So here we are. With terrible results in the basics, which is history, reading, writing. Students can't write a complete, intelligible sentence. They can't spell correctly. The immigrants' children do not speak English. We have to pay a special teacher to teach them in Spanish. Everything is translated in Spanish. Anyway, and here we are in Maryland implementing a curriculum about the sustainable environment, because Charles Holliday, the chairman and CEO of DuPont, declared that an environmentally sustainable business is just good business. And also the author of the book Walk the Talk, The Business Case for Sustainable Development. He is a member or a leader, I'm not sure which one, perhaps both, of the U.S. Council on Competitiveness, this is kind of an Orwellian leftist organization that prizes government-private sector collaboration, and it has a website that congratulates President Obama for his legislative accomplishments in the manufacturing area. And I was not able to find one such accomplishment in the manufacturing area involving our country. As a matter of fact, every place he's gone, that business went out of business. But speaking of education, so this is man putting a lot of money into this law in Maryland, and it is true that our children spend too much time in front of the computer and the television, and parents would not object to some kind of field trips or caring for the environment. Nobody wants his or her children to be obese. However, forcing a federal law that would spread across the land, indoctrinating children into environmental stewardship, smacks eerily of global Marxism of this Agenda 21. Children already have field trips. They learn about ecology. They learn about recycling, preservation, biology. If the state is going to force now and advocate and brainwash kids to believe that humans are evil, that we shouldn't drive cars, that we shouldn't live on private property, we shouldn't reproduce, which are all Agenda 21 propaganda, that is a very serious issue, in my opinion, with parents and with every member of this society.
Now, I agree. But the people don't even... You know what, though, Dr. Johnson, or Dr. Powell, I'm sorry, I keep calling you Dr. Whatever.
You know,
I'm trying to get to your right, correct, entire name, Dr. Powell, and I apologize for that. You know, the people don't even have a clue. They have no idea what the hell their kids are being taught. They really don't.
They don't know. Go to school. They never ask them at home, do you have homework? What do you study? When my children were in school, I think I was the parent, the trouble parent, because I was there every week. I made sure I knew what the curriculum was for the week. I knew what the teacher knew or didn't know, what they taught. I looked at their textbooks. And I am sure they hated to see me coming.
I bet they did.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that they got a good education. And at some point, I took them out and put them in a religious school, in a Baptist school. And I'm not even a Baptist because I wanted them to learn some religion. I wanted them to study the Bible. I wanted them to have perspective from both views of the aisle.
But Dr. Powell, you're unique. You're the exception. You're not the rule, and that's the problem.
Sure.
The rule is mediocrity. The rule is not bothering to pay any attention whatsoever. And of course, we always say, well, parents are very busy. You know, they're working a couple jobs, just trying to make ends meet, to pay their rent, to pay their mortgage, you know, to pay their car note, to pay $4.20 for a gallon of milk for their kids, and you know, $4 for a box of cereal. And
but those are just excuses, because I had 2-3 jobs at a time all the time when my kids were little. Your children are the most important asset or the most important thing in your life as a parent.
Well, you know what? I agree with you, Dr. Powell, but I think that we as Americans have become accustomed to making excuses for behavior. We have, you know, the excuse has been the rule. Well, they can't do this because of this, or they're this way because they grew up in a broken home, or their mother was a drunk, or their father beat their mother, or some other thing, or they're not responsible because of this and this and thus and thus, and on and on and on. The excuses go, and I agree with you, but I think that we have become a nation accustomed to making excuses for people.
Yeah, nobody's held accountable. I agree.
Exactly. Dr. Powell, go ahead.
To give awards to students just for walking across the stage without tripping, and basically for coming to school every day.
Yeah,
that is your duty. You should not be getting an award for coming to school.
No, but see, you know, and we know, we recognize that all of this crap is deliberately designed to dumb down the populace, to make people absolutely invalids. They are making cripples out of Americans, and it's being done deliberately, because if you can't add
absolutely.
one and get two, how much confidence do you have in your ability? How much self-esteem do you have when you really are, have no idea of, you know, you can figure out you've got 2 feet and maybe 10 toes, but beyond that, you really have no understanding or insight into anything. How confident are you in your ability to question anything that comes your way? You don't have any confidence. Yeah. You don't have self-esteem. You don't have the necessary skill sets required to be able to fight back, because you don't have these. You've been crippled. They are crippling the people in this country. Makes me so hostile. I'm telling the doctor, Powell, it really does make me hostile. Let's take a caller, Dr. Powell. We have Werner in New Brunswick. Hey, Werner, how are you?
Oh, it was an interesting talk. And I tried for the last while to go in contact with Dr. Powell. But anyway, here's a way to do it. Good afternoon, ladies.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Werner.
And I'm glad that there's still some people with some common sense left in the world.
Oh, well, I wish we could clone Dr. Powell and do it quickly. We need 50 million of Dr. Powell wandering around.
The Brink 50 million Romanians. No, they're not that many left.
I'll take them from wherever we can get them, Dr. Powell. We need them now. We need them quickly. I'm telling you, the country's bleeding. They've hit the carotid artery, and we're bleeding out quick.
Thank you, Werner. We appreciate the compliment.
So, I want to just ask one basic question. I looked at this before the Russian Revolution. The food was being produced in Russia mostly by illiterate peasants, who most of them could neither read nor write. They were able to feed the nation. But 78 years later, with all the expertise, all the university education, and all the experts, they weren't able to feed the nation. They had to depend on some food imports.
Well, that's what's going to happen here. Werner, you and I, we know this.
And basically what I'm saying, you know, university education, and it becomes more and more obvious nowadays, it's highly overrated.
I agree, Werner, absolutely.
If it isn't combined with practical experience, it's worth nothing. There's the old saying, what is worse than an idiot? An educated idiot.
Ah, Werner, I needed a good laugh today.
Yeah. Thank you.
If somebody isn't educated, he can't do as much damage as somebody who is educated. And this
right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so true. Well.
You know, in one way we have to get a laugh, but on the other side it's a very serious problem.
Oh, big time.
Yes,
they are basically going on a rampage now to destroy the whole planet.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
From the right.
Yes, they are. So our goal, Werner, and Dr. Powell's goal is to wake up enough of the people to get them to recognize that truly their life and liberty is on the line.
But Werner is right, because under Agenda 21, we're to become global citizens in a global village in which a whole generation of children will be stolen from us and kept deliberately stupid, as he said, through education based on a consensus of quote-unquote experts who pushed environmentalists like the new law in Maryland, making basically environmental literacy a requirement for high school graduation. And why? Because too much real education is a threat to this global power, to this sustainability. There will be no privacy, no rights, no redress. We will all live on a huge global plantation, basically.
Exactly.
And the head of this ECLEI, I-C-L-E-I, Harvey Rubin, said, and this is a direct quote, individual rights must take a back seat to the collective, end of quote. So we are supposed to become a global collective on smart growth zones of population control, these stacked developments. Santa Cruz, New Mexico received over $300 million in grants to build these stacked developments around old railroad tracks. And it has to be within the tracks, because we won't have any other way.
Hold that thought. Hang on, because we're going to break again, everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. Hang in there, everybody. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest this morning is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Pau, and her website is romanianconservative.blogspot.com, and she has also written a book entitled Echoes of Communism. Please buy the book, and, geez, you know, I wish, you know, you think about the word echo, and you think of something echoing, and it's in the past, and it's, you know, a distant memory or something like that. And unfortunately, it is not an echo of the past. It is an echo of the present. And, boy, I'll tell you, Dr. Powell, you know, it is so critical. Our educational system is so, it is just such exploitation. So if you were to think about who are really the enemies of the people here in this country, Dr. Powell, are they the people who are implementing this agenda?
Yes, I mean, and people have no idea what they're doing. If you actually go to the fedcenter.gov and you look under program areas, there is sustainability. And if you click on sustainability, there are 15 pages of organization run by Americans, you and I and people like us, who have no idea what this entails. They think, oh, it's just a good thing to help the environment. But it's like a hydra, a monster that is so insidious, and it's already being implemented as we speak. And people don't know that Agenda 21
started with United Nations in 1992. It has a 40-chapter document for a socialist world government controlled by the United Nations. And they're doing all of this by using local and state organizations that they're actually buying with grants and funds, and people who are strapped for money take these money not realizing what they're doing. And this 40-chapter document has 18 very important rights that they're going to take away from us, and I need to mention those. One is they want to abolish private property. They want to restructure the family unit as we know it. They want to restrict individual opportunity. They want to restrict our mobility. They want to end our national sovereignty. They want to end fossil fuels or the use of. They want to stop irrigation. They want to end paved roads. They want to do away with farmlands and return them to wildlife. They want to stop using pastures for grazing because it's not sustainable. They want to do away with golf courses, ski lodges, any type of private property. Everybody has to live in those concrete apartments. Commercial agriculture is considered not sustainable. Consumerism is not sustainable. They want to end that. They want to abolish herbicides and pesticides. And basically, they want to end the family unit as we know it. And people think, and it's all done through Agenda 21, which is basically run by three organizations. And I know people think that these are conspiracy theories, but they are not. If they actually do a little research online, the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the American branch of a society that started in England and believes that national boundaries should be obliterated and one world rule should be established. The second group is the Trilateral Commission, which was formed in 1973 in Japan and Europe via the European Union countries. And basically, this is an international group intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interests. And the third group is the Bilderberg, which is kind of a quasi-secret consortium of international elites from various countries who actually meet annually to plan the world economic and political policies. And if you don't think so, they have just met in June, and they elected the new head of the IMF, the French lady named Lagarde. So yeah. These people are extremely powerful, and they are coordinating this one world government, and they are doing it through our fourth branch of government that I bet people did not learn about in school. We only learn about the three branches of government. The fourth branch is commonly understood as an agency, like Department of Agriculture, Social Security Administration, Commerce Department, IRS, Department of Justice. They officially fall under the executive branch, the president, but they operate under a whole body of independent governing law called administrative law, which has administrative law judges. And some say that this fourth branch of government are so vast and so deep that they effectively operate as an unelected branch of government. They have their own rules, their own rulemaking, their own authority, and Congress's only real check on these organizations is to cut the appropriation monies to them, starving the beast, if you will.
Yeah.
And if you want to know more about this, I encourage you to read Justice Thomas's concurrence in a 2001 case called American Trucking. It's kind of an excellent summary of that. And in case you wonder, when did this fourth branch of government start? When was it sprung on us? Well, it began in 1935 with the Supreme Court ruling in the Schechter Brothers Poultry versus the U.S. These were poor
Jewish. Dr. Jessen, hang on a second because we got another break we've got to go to. Listen, everybody, I'm talking with Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We will be back in 3 minutes, so hang in there, everybody.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call in this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. I'm talking this morning with Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell, her website, RomanianConservative.blogspot.com. Her book, Echoes of Communism, available on Amazon. Please go there, get her book, read what she has to say. She knows firsthand knowledge, having grown up in a communist nation. When we went to break, Dr. Powell, you had started to talk about a court case from 1935.
Yeah, the Schechter brothers.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
That started sort of the power of the fourth branch of government, the so-called agency. Well, these poor people we're running a poultry farm, and this is going to lead me into Codex Alimentarius, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, sure.
They were running a poultry business, but the government decided to tell them, as EPA would tell a business today, that they could not sell kosher. They were kosher butchers. They could not sell kosher chicken, that is, healthy chicken. They had to sell sick ones as well in the back. They had to sell a big batch, and they said, no, we can't do that. So they put them in jail, they sued the government, and eventually they prevailed and won their case. But that was the beginning of this Hydra monster where we have to take our calls and our rules from various agencies without us having a say-so and voting
in the matter.
Unelected dictators, little mini dictators.
Exactly, unelected dictators. And now we have all of these ECLAI organizations, which are these agencies, these unelected dictators, who are telling us at the local and at the state level what to do. And people are beginning to wake up, even where I am. And I have just a few examples of people who are beginning to wake up in Carroll County, Maryland. They're waking up. They rejected ECLAI. In Amador County, California, in February, also they rejected ECLAI. Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, became the third community to reject this ECLAI contract and send them packing. And I think you were instrumental in this case. Am I correct?
Yeah, no, I was involved with that. And honestly, in that particular instance, they had just allowed the contract to lapse, but they're still implementing everything related to UN Agenda 21. They just, it's a bait and switch, which is happening, in my estimation, Dr. Powell, with any of these townships or counties that decide to cancel their membership with ICLAI. To me, because they're still doing all of this stuff. It's just like make it look good, and people breathe a sigh of relief and say, "Whew, boy, we got out of that good," you know. And they'll be duped into thinking that okay, they don't need to keep watching what these people are up to because we got rid of ICLAI and everything's wonderful. And it's just a hustle, as far as I'm concerned. Although it is a good step forward, but the problem
at least they're waking up. But I don't think they're fully aware of the implications. All the tentacles that spread across the globe, are making an attempt, which brings me to from the Schechter brothers with food to the Codex Alimentarius of the Food Code, which is a set of regulations that want to outlaw any health information in connection with vitamins and basically limit free access to natural therapies on a worldwide scale. And this was, again, the brainchild of the United Nations and the World Health Organization, working with multinational pharmaceutical cartels and international banks. When they tried with FDA, they did not succeed. They were defeated, but they found a new ally in the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. And now it is becoming a trade issue with the pharmaceutical cartels all behind it. And what they're doing, the actual goal is to outlaw any health products and any information on vitamins and dietary supplements except those under their direct control, superseding U.S. domestic laws and the American people's voice or vote in this matter. And you ask, well, how is this possible? Well, we signed a treaty in the late 1993 in Uruguay, which created the World Trade Organization. And at this signing, our federal government basically agreed to not only change our federal law according to their requirements, to the UN requirements, but also to require states and local governments to change their laws in accordance with international law. Basically, they just want to destroy our national sovereignty. That's the main agenda of the World Trade Organization, which was formed in 1995. What does this codex seek? Dietary supplements cannot be sold for preventive or therapeutic use. Potencies have to be limited to extremely low dosage, and only drug companies would have the right to produce and sell them at inflated prices. Prescriptions would be required for anything above low doses, for example, 35 milligrams of niacin or 45 international units of vitamin E or vitamin C, 200 milligrams or less. Common foods such as garlic and peppermint would be coded as drugs. Or neither food nor drugs, and only pharmaceuticals can regulate it and sell it. Yeah, I know, it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, it is ludicrous, but they're succeeding, aren't they? I mean, all this crap is ludicrous, but they're at this point, if we were to say who's winning and who's losing, they're winning.
And we're losing, definitely.
No, they are winning, and unless we wake enough soldiers up in this war we're in, they're going to win.
The regulations are binding, and all new dietary supplements would be banned unless they would go through this codex testing, and any kind of genetically altered foods would be sold worldwide without labeling, and they already are being sold. So basically the codex would get rid of our vitamins, minerals, any kind of homeopathic remedies, amino acids, and other national or natural remedies. And if you don't think it's happening, Norway and Germany, they already have Codex Alimentarius as a law. The entire health food industry has been taken over by the drug companies. And I think their company, the nationalist Schering Plough, their pharmaceutical giant in Norway, they control, for example, echinacea, and I know some people take that, excuse me, when they have a cold.
Yeah.
It's sold over the counter, but at grossly inflated prices, five, six, seven times the price. It is actually a criminal offense in parts of Europe to sell herbs as food.
Yeah, it's absolutely nonsense. Hey, listen, Dr. Powell, Lee's back on the line with us from Georgia. He wanted to comment again. Hey, Lee, what's your comment?
Hello, ladies. You guys are just on a roll with me today, I'll tell you.
I guess
what,
so.
Man.
You're on a jelly roll with us, huh?
You're going to get me fat with all this sweet stuff.
Oh, well, you might as well eat it. Listen, eat it while you can, kid. Because
yeah, really.
The sugar Nazis are on the merch. You know what I mean?
Codex Alimentarius. I love how you got right into this with the real meat on the vitamins. What we need to also make sure people understand was that this was in 1994 when Codex Alimentarius, ladies and gentlemen, this is not, Codex Alimentarius is not a document. It is literally a group of people. Just
yeah.
Like Illuminati is a group of people. The Freemasons are a group of people. Codex Alimentarius is actually a group of individuals within the United Nations. And in 1994, what they did was they determined that vitamins, nutrients, and minerals are toxic and poison to the body. Now, when I was in school, we were taught that these things were pretty important for good health. But
yeah, exactly.
That,
I got.
But not only that, they went so far as to mandate, and this is all supposed to have been fully implemented by December 30th of 2010, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
They also mandated that all dairy cattle be injected with Monsanto's recombinant bovine growth hormone. Then they went one step further and decided that it would be a good idea to mandate that all food animals, cows, goats, pigs, chickens, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, even fish, be injected with erogenous growth hormones and subclinical antibiotics. Wait a minute. If they have to be injected with antibiotics, it means they're sick. I don't want to eat them.
Exactly.
Now, the World Health Organization and the FAA, the FAO both came out with their own report that stated clearly the more immediate result that we would see would be 3 billion with a B, 3 billion deaths. The first billion would be directly related to starvation alone. The remaining 2 billion would be from malnutrition-related diseases like, what is it? Scurvy is one of them?
Yes, scurvy from vitamin C, yes.
People need to really do your research, and this is why I'm so serious about telling people as much as I can, think about your food. Wonderful documentary, Food Incorporated. If you hadn't seen it, you really need to watch that. And also, we're learning now that China has created, they have some 300 or so cow hybrid, cow-human hybrids, the embryos were injected with human DNA, which produce a milk very similar to human mother's milk. Are you going to let this happen, folks? Anyway, guys, I just wanted to throw that in because I don't hear a whole lot of the audience participation here on this issue, and I'm a little bit shocked that RBN listeners, if they're not more active in this conversation.
Oh, well, listen, Lee, I actually have another caller, and I'm they're telling me, the board op is telling me that a lot of calls are asking, to have Dr. Johnson Powell back on again real soon, which, of course, we will do. So I think, you know what, Lee, just because a lot of people don't call in doesn't mean that they're not listening and paying attention. Not everybody, like, is vocal. You know what I mean there, kid?
Can hey, I make a quick comment to Lee?
Yeah, and then we're going to take Mark in Texas, who's on the line with us.
I want to read this quote from Agenda 21 that says, global sustainability requires the deliberate quest of poverty, reduced resource consumption, and set levels of mortality control. So obviously that answers his issue with vitamins and disease and mortality from the inability to use vitamins and eating all these injected with hormones animals that were obviously sick.
Sure. I also have one of the callers, an off-air caller, had suggested that everyone look at something entitled, and you can go to Wikipedia, Learned Helplessness. Learned Helplessness. So check it out. It's on Wikipedia, Learned Helplessness. Check that out. Yeah, wow. It's really, the indoctrination is so true. Oh, God, you know, honestly, it just makes me hostile, everybody. I have to tell you, makes my blood pressure soar through the roof. Dr. Powell, let's take Mark in Texas. Hey, Mark, how you doing today?
Maggie, I'm doing fine, and your guest,
hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Here's the deal. Lots of times I don't call in till toward the end of the show because I learn more by listening than talking. But anyway, here's the deal, folks. We've been in debt to these banksters for years. The agencies that are installed, if you look at the timing of their explosions, they explode at different areas. It all coincides with the increasing debt burden that's placed on us. The EPA was established in 70. Look at what happened in 71. This is austerity measures. The EPA is the IMF's police for austerity. Look at the timelines. They fit perfectly. And we're worried about Greece. We've been under austerity for years.
Yeah.
And it's our debt that causes this. And you're right. It's not our government. It's the fourth branch. But it was put there because of our debt. If you can't do what you want with your property due to EPA intrusion, what's the much difference between that and selling it? At least when you sell it, you don't have to pay property taxes on it. God bless you, too, but I wanted to throw that out there because I guarantee the timelines are fine.
I agree that debt is the number one issue, the number one threat to our national security. I totally agree with the gentleman.
And of course, and why is that occurring? It's being deliberately done.
Of course.
You know, everything is being deliberately done. Nothing is happenstance. Nothing is just by chance. Nothing is a fluke. It's all deliberately being done.
Absolutely. And it doesn't just involve the current administration. President Bush Sr. said in 1992 when he addressed the UN, I quote, it is the sacred principles enshrined in the United Nations Charter to which the American people will henceforth pledge their allegiance, end of quote. Then Bill Clinton signed an executive order that established the President's Council for Sustainable Development. And, of course, Carter was also heavily involved in this. So you cannot blame it just on one president. It goes back to at least four or five presidents that I could find involvement with.
Well, if you look back at the people behind the Federal Reserve Board and those gangster global, they would be global elitists today, all of those robber barons from the 19th century, those people have been around for, what, almost 100 years now, and their descendants implementing this totalitarian one-world government agenda. They've been very patient, but they've been working methodically to make it happen. So, you know, the people who control the money control the game, and they just, I have to, and maybe it's naive on my part, Dr. Powell, but I just have to have hope that there's a spirit within the American people that will rise up against what is happening. It's just my hope. Now, maybe I'm just naive and, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's the hope that I have that there is something innate in our DNA that will take over, that as soon as we hit that magical number, whatever that is, I don't know, of enough Americans becoming aware of what's being done to them, that they will take a stand. That's, I pray for that. Truly, I do.
I hope so. However, Americans are just not very well informed, and again, they have been brainwashed that all these organizations have really kumbaya motives to promote environmentalism and protecting Mother Earth, Gaia, when in reality they have more nefarious plans. It's basically the military-industrial complex, the Bilderberg Group, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Trilateral Commission, which basically run the IMF, the World Bank, with the United Nations. They're all conduits of the power elite, the one-world government. They just want to have that Mexi-America-Canada, the European Union, with toll roads, pipelines, trucking routes, and then they want to have the Asian Union and the African Union. And as a matter of fact, in Europe, they've been quite successful. There are over 20-plus countries that have lost their sovereignty. They basically have no control over their monetary policy.
Hang on, Dr. Powell. We got to go to break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Hang on, everybody.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day. Because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
To the Unsolicited Opinion. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there. There will be a link to Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell's website, which is romanianconservative.blogspot.com, as well as a podcast of this show will be up there tonight. My guest this morning, Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell, has been talking with us for the last 2 hours, and we only have a couple minutes left. Dr. Powell, so what would you like to sneak in there real quick for the last couple of minutes of the show before the fat lady sings and the show is over until tomorrow.
Yes, I'd like to talk about my book, if I may.
Sure.
I spent a year writing this book. It's my experience of growing under communists for 20 years. I wanted people to know what it was truly like to live in a communist utopia, what it was like to be equally poor and equally miserable, and the lack of medical care. And I really urge people to consider reading that before they vote again in 2012. And also read my articles at Canada Free Press. I have 22 so far. I have my blog spot. I don't go to it as much. It's more, memories from the past. But my main, and of course I also write for modernconservative.com. I really would like readers to and listeners to get the book, give it to young people and old people alike who think that communism might be worthy of trying just because not the right person has tried it. It has been tried in many, many countries, and it has failed miserably, and it will fail in the United States as well. That was my main motive for writing this book.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me, Dr. Powell, with all these elitists who think that they control the game, and all of them think that somehow they'll be left untouched by this. And so you kill off 85% of the population. You kill off a lot of learned individuals or potentially learned individuals. You kill off all of these people. And then up out of the dirt comes some Ebola-type virus. And there's no one left who has the ability to be able to come up with something to fight that. And they all die too. You know what I mean? So these evil people, I can think of so many other things I'd like to call them, but I can't do it on air. These people seem to think that somehow they're going to be immune, that somehow they don't breathe the same air all the rest of us breathe. And I got news for you. They aren't going to escape their own game plan. It's going to hit them one way or another.
Yeah, I call them useful idiots. They were used like that by communists before they came to power, and once they got power and control, they got rid of them.
Yeah. So. Hey, listen, Dr. Johnson, I've only got a few seconds left here. I want to, or Dr. Powell, I want to thank you for coming on.
We'll work out
another time when you can come on again real quickly, or real soon, rather. Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell, her website, RomanianConservative.blogspot.com. She writes for Canada Free Press. Her book, Echoes of Communism. Hey, listen, everybody, you really ought to go and get her book. You ought to give it out to everybody you know. Listen, if you don't know what it's like, how are you going to warn people? How are you going to tell them, hey, this is what life really is like when you live in communism? It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks. Truly does. Listen, everybody. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific time. Tell all your friends, tell all your enemies to come to Republic Broadcasting Network and listen in, because we're redistributing the truth here on this radio show and on this network. So, hey, you know what? That's what everybody needs to do. They need to listen. They need to spread the word. That's what I think. That's what I truly think, and that's what I think everybody should do. So I'll be back tomorrow. Listen, you know, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow truly is a wonderful place to be. You got to keep your chin up, everybody. I believe better days are coming. We have people like Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell out there who are fighting for you and I. Chin up. The sun will come up tomorrow, and I'll be back.
The next round of